This is the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. This week, can Angela Merkel go on? And if so, how? The collective sigh of relief exhaled by stolid centrists across Europe and around the world when Angela Merkel appeared to have won Germany's last federal election in September may have been audible from Mars. In a continent, indeed a world, increasingly enthralled to populist tumult, Germany's long-serving chancellor, shortly to become even longer-serving, increasingly seemed the last reassuringly fixed point in a landscape riven by upheaval and eruption. It turns out that this security blanket may have been rather more threadbare than it looked. This week, talks on forming a new governing coalition collapse, leaving Merkel weaker than at any previous point in her 12 years in power. There have been suggestions that she should resign. There is talk of another election to resolve the impasse. But as Britain's current and previous Prime Minister could remind her, going to the polls to resolve an impasse in these turbulent times is to juggle with live ammunition.
And I'm sorry for all those candidates and hard-working party workers who weren't successful, but also particularly sorry for those colleagues who were MPs and ministers who'd contributed so much to our country.
It is, of course, these turbulent days that make this seem like a much bigger deal than it is. Germany, and West Germany before it, have been dominated by coalition governments since 1945. Parties within coalitions disagree about stuff from time to time. That's why they're different parties. This time, it's the broadly pro-business Free Democrats who have pulled out of a projected alliance with Merkel's Christian Democratic Union and the Greens. The Free Democrats' leader, Christian Lindner, apparently felt that unsatisfactory progress had been made on migration and energy policies.
Meine Perspektive war, wir haben nach 50 Tagen noch 237 Konflikte gehabt. Wir haben in der Frage des Solidaritätszuschlags ja viele Kompromisse gemacht.
But it's also a consequence of these turbulent times that makes this quagmire an unusually sticky one. After previous elections, Merkel might have had more options for assembling a coalition, and therefore more leverage over potentially flighty partners. But the dynamic in the Bundestag has been altered, warped might be a better word, by the arrival on its benches of Alternative for Deutschland, an unsavoury cabal of xenophobic cranks who won 92 of the Bundestag's 709 seats in September, and with whom no respectable party would do business. Merkel does have other options short of asking Germany's voters to take another crack at it. She could continue as Chancellor at the head of a minority government, but she is reported to be understandably unkeen on this prospect. She could attempt to woo the centre-left Social Democrats with whom she governed during her previous term, though it appears that they will take some persuading this time round. The Social Democrats' deputy leader, Thorsten Schäfer-Gümbel, has ungallantly harumphed that his party are not the spare wheel on Angela Merkel's careening car.
Im ersten Anlauf nichts geworden, aber die SPD ist nicht das Ersatzrad am schlingernden Wagen von Frau Merkel und deswegen wird es dabei bleiben, was wir gesagt haben. Wir akzeptieren das.
It is not yet time to roll presses on valedictory ruminations on Angela Merkel's extraordinary career, however. The next likely step is that Germany's president, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, will take his permitted steps beyond the generally ceremonial boundaries of the role and meet with party leaders in a bid to nudge or even shove them towards common ground. We may learn that the Free Democrats' exit from negotiations was a theatrical flounce designed to get them something they wanted. We may discover that the Social Democrats, of which, potentially importantly, President Steinmeier is a member, are fonder of their memories of governing than of the prospect of opposing. Or there may be another election. Whatever happens, what Germany and the watching world do now know, and what Germany and the watching world may have trouble forcing themselves to acknowledge, is that Angela Merkel is not invulnerable, and certainly not immortal. There will be a post-Merkel Germany. We're beginning to find out what it looks like. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. The Foreign Desk will be back on Saturday from midday London time. I'm Andrew Muller. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.